possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
All right, and saying all that, and you heard the frustration, I heard you, I hope you heard a little bit with Tua Tagovailoa yesterday as ass-kicking, embarrassment. We'll get to the good news, and the good news is the first game isn't for 3 weeks, but not a lot of good things going on with that practice. Started getting phone calls right after the practice. Frustration, lopsided, ugly, embarrassed, dominated, outclassed. All those things. And then the Lions media said it was the most lopsided joint practice they had ever seen. I expected it on one side once I heard some of the guys that can at least save a practice and make it look good, Waddle and Tyreek, were basically limited as they're being real careful with those two. And you realize, and the breakdown of this whole thing, the drop balls and breakdowns and penalties and all the things that made you look really bad were people yesterday were going, wow, is this just a bad practice? Are the Miami Dolphins going to be that bad? And so I'm sitting down here. Now I'm just getting everything from all my guys up there. And then you probably saw the St. Brown show because the highlights are out. And Jack Jones looked like he was trying to get cut. He got beat every way possible. They took the route tree. The route tree is 1-9 from quick post patterns, out routes, stutter and go, takeoffs, corner, you name it. If that was a game, he would have had somewhere between 15 and 20 catches for 300 yards. And number 23, Jack Jones, would have been chasing him on most of them. So he had a real rough day. I guess it didn't stop him from yapping, though. He kept yapping. I always love that, man. You keep yapping, you're like, what are you yapping about? You're getting your ass kicked. You ought to just play better and stop yapping. And so you know what happens. I can tell you what happens on that because that's been going on forever. The guys that talk a lot, now all the guys on the sideline like to wear you out verbally. They like to wear you out. Stuff like, bitch, you're getting bitch slapped. And I'm just some of the clean stuff I can use. And it gets, you know, the talk out there. And he gets more fired up because that's Jack Jones' personality. And meanwhile, St. Brown just, again, he's one of the best receivers in football. But he put on a clinic, including the separation, if you saw the stutter and go. By the way, that stutter and go on the takeoff's been around forever, and it's amazing because it still works. The old stutter and go, stutter like you're going to stop and run a curl or an out route, and then all of a sudden the defender breaks down with you, and then you say, good night, Loretta, I am off and running, you are nowhere in the picture. So all this stuff. And so last night, watching as much video as I could and talking to guys, and calls are coming in, and I called a couple of guys and stuff. So I realized, which I knew before, the team doesn't have a lot of depth. This team, and here's the problem, because everybody in football is injured right now. I saw the number one story is NFL injuries and how to handle it, and how much you play guys, and everybody's got this theory. And we've been on this for 3 days, right? We've been on this for 3 or 4 days. Actually, it's always a hot topic, how much to play your guys and how much. And somebody told me yesterday, I just bubble wrap everybody. I wouldn't practice against anybody and just have basically almost half walkthroughs. And I go, well, you'll be healthy, but I don't know if that works. I don't know if that works. That's called going 0 to 200 miles an hour by the time you get ready to play your opener. So I don't have an answer. I know guys are bigger and faster. And again, the Dolphins got a little scary yesterday. We got to get rid of that golf cart. That golf cart's got to go. Chop jumped on that golf cart. Listen, you jump on a golf cart, our minds as fans and media members, when we see a guy get on that golf cart, nothing but bad, bad things come to your mind. You can't help but be a part-time doctor when you see a guy and it takes a while and he gets on the golf cart and they take him off. And then we go, what kind of injury? And then we go, oh no, he got on the golf cart. This is a bad one. We always do that. Oh, he's on the golf cart. And by the way, I got to tell you my story because I ran down the middle against the Giants. And I got as clearing friend. This is before Marino in my first couple years. And I ran down the middle, and the safeties were deep, and about 20, 25-yard route going down the middle of the field. And so I was able to turn my body and catch the ball, but I also knew there were two safeties that were coming hard, and they weren't going to get there to break it up, so they were going to hit me as hard as they could. And they did, but the one guy hit me low, and I got the wind knocked out of me. Now, I don't know about you, for anybody's play, but when you get the wind knocked out of you, it's hard to get up right away. Guys claim they can do it. When the wind gets knocked out, I didn't get right up. And so I finally get up. I was excited that I held on to the ball because the last thing I wanted to do is because then I was a drop ball. You know you're going to get hit. Shoes go in this whole thing. If you're going to play in this league, you got to learn to catch the ball while you're getting hit and hold on to it. You know, and your mental toughness. And I was like, oh, so that was the good news. The bad news was Bob Kuchenberg was old school. And Bob Kuchenberg said, short of dying, you need to get up. You should never show the other team. Ultimate toughness of the Miami Dolphins is no matter what your injury. And by the way, God bless him because he broke and had rods in his body and he'd get up and go off the field and they would find out, oh, he shattered his friggin' arm. Like, yeah, Cooch was, when Kim Bocamper says Bob Kuchenberg was one of the toughest Miami Dolphin players of all time, he was. He's passed, but he was a tough dude. So as I'm standing up to go off the field, you know, trainers come out smelling salt. You got the wind knocked out of you, kid, you're fine. Cooch is waiting for me as I stand up, and Cooch goes, don't ever, ever do that again. Ever. You get off the field by yourself. You do not lay on the field. It was like this thing, like the other team knocked you out and like they were winning. And it was like, don't ever do that on this team. And I'd never had a guy do that. I mean, I had the wind knocked out of me a few times, you know, and never had a guy, had a teammate. But it stuck with me. Here I am years later still telling the story about that. And but so the league, getting back to original, we got a problem with – it's going to come down to obviously getting your key guys back. And I don't think we have a lot of depth, but I knew we didn't have a lot of depth when they put this thing together. And they didn't spend a lot of money and everything else. And we had some guys that haven't worked out so far. I guess Cam Smith is back yesterday, but – I didn't hear anything about Cam Smith, so, but, the injury thing working around it, and it was, if for anybody that's writing articles about get rid of Tyreek, and Waddle, you know, is going to be here. He's in the future plans, but like the drop off after those two guys, like a lot of positions in the NFL, our 3, 4, 5, and 6 got exposed yesterday. They got exposed. Now, it wasn't all them because we don't have a deep offensive line either. So that's what I stepped back after I listened to everybody and they're talking about drop balls and mistakes and guys couldn't get open. That was, by the way, that's a weird one. Man-to-man, one-on-one drills because they got after. They did the drills you want to see. You want to see one-on-one drills. You want to see – And defensively, we had some guys get blocked, but we had some guys win on the other side of the ball. They did get some wins. But when you find out your guys can't get open and you're like, hey, man, you're probably going to have to play 3, 4, and 5. You're going to have to play. You're getting jammed. And then when you do get a chance to catch the ball, you're dropping it. It was that kind of day. it was that kind of day, and we'll find out how much, you know, again, there's an article in Yahoo today, Yahoo Sports, and it headlines how bad the Dolphins were. And I would just say this, it was a national article, it wasn't a local guy, so you don't have to hate on the local guy, but it's got good points. I mean, it's got a lot of good stuff, and is this just one practice? Because Mike didn't set up one practice with these guys. He set up two. And how do you bounce back from that thing yesterday? And, oh, by the way, that's not it for the young guys, because a lot of those young guys, they're going to go at it again on Saturday and play a lot of football. I don't know about the veterans yet. I'll know a lot more tonight, but as far as today. So, anyway, I wanted to get all that stuff out there. But the depth on the team is a real, to put it mildly, concern with things that took place. So 3 weeks from this Sunday, we got the Colts. And thing that bothers me, and I hear somebody go, well, it's the Lions, and, you know, okay. But, I mean, if they were keeping score, that thing was bad yesterday. You know, I don't want to do that. What, because they were 15-2 last year. They got a bunch of guys injured. They lost some guys. They lost their coordinators. But they do have their key guys, and they look pretty damn good. We got all kinds of stuff to get to here this morning, by the way. I want to let you know. We opened it up with Larry Bluestein. Going to be joining us on Friday, but I won't be here tomorrow because I'll be up in Detroit. But he's going to join us today. We're going to talk our first high school football show. Love doing it. It's that time of the year. We're getting close. We got the 2025 Broward County National Football Showcase next week. It's right around the corner, man. It pops up next week. And we've got two of the top five teams in the country coming to town. They're going to be part of this Broward thing. It's amazing. And I got another one for you, Woody. It's kind of cool. I can't remember this. Maybe some of you can. Max Preps National Rankings came out, one of the big high school magazines. Has four South Florida teams in the top 11. Four teams in the top 11. And three of them are Broward County. So anyway, we'll have more on that stuff. We've got also some news coming out. Did you see the value of the teams that came out yesterday, Woody? Oh, my gosh. I'm leaving the big man out of it. Oh, my gosh.
Well, the Dolphins' number was enormous. They're not even the highest.
Yeah. Everything went up 20% after these new contracts and these apps.
Amazing.
It's crazy. And the gambling now kicking in. Wow.
If one of these came up for sale, I wonder what it would actually go for.
You know, I don't know. Like, but
if one of the premier franchises came up, what would it actually sell for?
Like,
I'm going to sell the Dolphins straight up. I think you'd have a feeding frenzy of just like billionaires, right?
So yeah. Oh no, he could sell that thing in a heartbeat. The big billionaire club. Somebody come in and so that we'll come back and I want to talk about that for just a second, because even though what the Dolphins came in at number seven. In the league, just to give you an idea. Not one of the top markets, by the way. Not one of the top markets. excuse me. Not one of the top markets in the country. And yet there they are at the top from everything they've done. And then on top of that, everything else that they have going on there. Woody, that thing's got to be worth $15 to $16 billion. Crazy. Hey, we got more stuff to get to here this morning as we continue on. First thing this morning, though, man, I was thinking about old Hurricane and the noodles are flying around. You notice all the noodles now, and they got them going left and right and at us and making a quick right and a quick left, and it's going to be a one, it's going to be a two, it's going to be a three. Hey, man, we're now on alert. Those guys are going to earn their money, man, now that do the weather every day. And I want to let you know hurricane season is here. Protect your home with Loctite Impact windows, doors, and roofing. If you haven't done it, if you don't have those impact windows and doors and that new roof, man, I'm telling you, you're messing around with big, big trouble. Now with the impact windows and doors, as strong as they are, boy, I'll tell you, and I don't know about you, but I tried the first couple years doing those panels before I finally got mine on. boy, it's a rough one to do. And you get the scare, and you put them on and off and on and off. If you got an old leaky roof, replace your old roof now. You can pay later. Loctite Impact offers the highest quality roofing materials with lifetime warranty, plus thousands of five-star reviews. Say big on their legendary state-of-the-art Impact windows and doors. Impact windows low as $3 per window per month installed. Don't wait for the next storm. Visit LoctiteImpact.com. That's, again, LoctiteImpact.com, or call 954-500-LOCK. They cover all of South Florida. They got a knowledgeable staff that's going to answer the phone during working hours for you, give you all the information you need. Protect your home today with Loctite Impact windows, doors, and roofing.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
There are two things that I'm very excited to see in the near future. One of them is at 7 o'clock. I want to see Taylor Swift talk to the Kelce brothers. The second thing is, what the heck is the Miami Dolphins 2025 season going to look like? Because it can go one of two directions. It could be lightning bolts and everyone, we're all in, we're galvanized, the haters are gonna hate, it's us against the world, we don't need Jalen Ramsey, Terron Armstead, we're good, we're fine, let's do it, we've got the guys, we've got the weapons, and we've got the coaching staff. Or it could be what a lot of people are cautiously raising their eyebrows at, with quotes from Tua to start camp about how he and Tyreek really have to still hash things out, quotes from Tyreek from week 18 still lingering. Quotes from Tyreek where he's questioning some of the play calls in practice, and then Mike McDaniel has to correct that. None of it seems great coming out of Miami right now, but I have been doing this long enough where you wait for the regular season. They play Indianapolis week one. This could be the same offense that put up 70 points 2 years ago on the Broncos defense, or it could be a great disappointment, and we're looking at ourselves in January saying, what happened? Maybe they got to redo this whole thing and start over.
Yeah, Peter Schrager, we're kind of wondering ourselves right now what that thing's going to look like, man. That
boy, those are two big ways it could go, huh?
Yeah, one way or the other.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Blow it up or all good?
Well, listen, there's a lot of stuff out there. And
he's right, though, man. If week one is not good, it's going to be a long couple of months.
So when you do all the things that have happened this offseason, and all the things, to his point, and more, this doesn't go on every team. We have guys that it goes on everywhere, the money thing. That does happen. Sit outs, sit ins, hold outs, hold ins. I get it. Money, hey, I want to redo my contract. I outplayed it. And that's the new thing. And it's not new. It's been around, but we're seeing all the top players, especially get there around 28, 29, 30. Hey, I need a new contract. But the other stuff that they're going through, but for me, even bigger than that, and that's all important, man, right? Everybody's got to be on the same page, and you can't have carryover from everything that happened with Tyreek. That stuff needs to be over. And I don't know, like, I'm not going to sit here and tell you what Tyreek's been like at camp. I'm going by his coach said yesterday. He's been unbelievable. I don't know what Wes Welker went through, but whoa, man, he's been great with me. And, hey, that's what Mike McDaniel coaches say. Mike McDaniel had made it clear day one to his coaches, everything is positive around here, everything. Make bad sound good, put a positive spin. We can get better. We're excited about it. We saw some good things when we saw a lot of bad things, but there were some good things that we can work with. And that's Mike's way, positive reinforcement on everything, you know, and I get it. So I would love that too, as a player, would have loved that. Instead of all the accountability, over the top accountability you got from Don Shula every day, it wasn't just game day. It was every day. So all this stuff comes into play, and if they don't play well, you know, this whole thing and the way he runs things and, you know, everything with this team. The other side of it is we're going to find out again, maybe not today, but we'll see it again Saturday, and we'll see it next week against Jacksonville. We'll see the depth of this team. And Jacksonville is not Detroit. They're not. That's why I was glad Mike did this. I know everybody's been talking about it. You know, Mike made it clear, like, hey, I know everybody thought I want to play against Dan Campbell's guys. Matter of fact, Dan, I want extra practice against you because my team needs it. We need to do some of the things you're doing. We need to be and feel more like you guys. And yesterday, they got a taste and a dose of playing against, I think, one of the better teams. They were 15-2 last year.
They're definitely one of the better teams. And this holds true to the whole narrative of this team, right?
Yeah.
That you can't hang with good teams.
This was a early yes start.
We talked about this yesterday, and I asked you, Joe. I said, are these guys about to go out there and get just manhandled and beat up? And you know, I think, you know, what did you say? I thought they'd get beat up on one side.
I said one side was going to get beat up, and I didn't think the other.
Yeah.
But I was also, because I felt pretty good about excuse me, the receivers play in against the Bears. Now, again, nobody's throwing anything in there. It's, you know.
The Bears, though, have potentially be one of the worst teams in football. Though.
Yes.
I mean, that's, you know, and the concerning part of this here. But, again, you play the Colts in week 1, man.
All right.
Right?
So,
this is the whole, like, you can't control the schedule thing.
I can't. That's 3 weeks away, and you're right in the big picture.
So you're not playing the Lions in week 1.
But
you are playing the Bills in, what, week 3?
You got to get guys ready to go, because no matter what, guys are going to get injured. And you got to have depth. You do. And if you got off the cliff for the next man up, there's that much of a difference. And there is a difference now. You know, when you pay one guy 28 and the other 30, there's going to be a difference in the next guy up making 5 or 6, and the next guy's at 2, and the next guys are on the rookie contracts. It's going to be a big difference. But I got to tell you, man, there are a lot of things. But the receiver group yesterday – and the coverage, it's there, and I know Coach Weaver's going to say we're gonna play a lot of zone coverage, but those highlights that did come out, and it was mostly St. Brown. It was a St. Brown highlight reel, and he is really good. I always
that one video that keeps circulating. Is
he did a
good
stutter and go on Jack Jones, but listen, he again ran the route
first day playing football.
He ran the route tree on Jack Jones, who. Everybody's telling me, and I didn't have him ahead of Bonner, but everybody's like, he's got too much talent. Well, you can have all the talent in the world. We've had a lot of guys, or cornerbacks, had a lot of talent. They got beat like that yesterday.
I hope today's better, because the reaction yesterday from there, the Detroit people was, I mean, unbelievable. And by the way, they all were in like unison. They all agreed. Everyone, every single one of them.
Well,
worst practice I've ever seen. Most lopsided practice I've ever seen.
I would just say you're right. By the way, you're
scary
exactly
when it's
right.
All of them saying it.
So the other part of this is why we're on this dogpiling here today, and for good reason. They deserve it the way they looked. Is they had a national article on Yahoo today on the front for sports about how bad that never happens in a practice where. They bring up how bad one team looked, and it was like, is Detroit that good, or the Miami Dolphins that bad? And not what you want. And again, because this team is, you know, everybody's going into this thing cautiously, and if you're not, you're not living in reality of like, all right, day by day, I get you guys like each other. You've worked on some things, and Mike's working on the inside of this thing, the stuff away from football and at camp and stuff. But the most important part's on the field. And sometimes you guys can all get along and everybody's talking and we're all on the same page. And then you still get kicked around and you realize, I mean, there's been some dysfunctional teams that have been really good through the years. The Bears had a head coach and a coordinator couldn't stand each other. They went on and won a championship. And our team saw it up close. We beat the Bears that year. And the halftime show, what happened, and the head coach and defensive coordinator, the police officers in Dade County had to break it up. They're ready to go after each other while the team was in the locker room. And that team was divided between defense and offense.
Why is this? It feels like since Flores, right, that this team has been so worried about, like, everyone getting along and everyone being happy, right? I know that's a Greer thing too, right? Like, everyone's got to get along and work together real well.
Well, you want everybody to be
at least on game day.
Anymore.
I just want them to go out and just put together a decent practice today.
But I don't want to,
if we read again today that this is the worst, you know, joint practice I've ever seen from all these people, like, that's not good, man.
All right. Well, we got a couple weeks.
I know. We got the Colts.
And you got the Lions, and the Patriots, you know, first 2 weeks. But again, I'm with you. I'm part of this. I felt the same way. And I was like, this stuff is just – and when you hear – no, it was everywhere. The problems were – every time you looked, it was Lions win, Dolphins lose, one-on-one. And then you hear either guys were dropping balls or guys couldn't get open in one-on-one drills. And you're going, ooh. And then the penalties that were coming out and those things. So, yeah, it was it's a little frustrating to hear. A little frustrating to hear right now. Again, it's just one practice, and they got another one today. They're very lucky they get another one today. But you got all the media out there watching, man. Everybody wants to know. Lions are trying to figure out, are they still one of the best teams? And the Dolphins are trying to figure out what they are, because a lot of people don't think much of this team.
Let me ask you this, because we spent the entire offseason, I asked you, I asked Omar, all this different stuff. What is the Dolphins' identity? What is it that they do well? Like, if you were you went on in Detroit this morning, or yesterday, let's say, and they have no idea what the Dolphins are all about, right? And you were trying to educate someone who has just no clue. What do the Dolphins do well? What would you say their identity is?
Ooh, right now, it would be hard to find anything except...
Because you know the Lions. Like, if I asked you the Lions' identity, I think it's pretty easy to answer that question, right?
Well, it
like
just
goes. I think it's easy.
It just goes back to Dan Campbell, though, and what he created.
Okay. But you got Mike McDaniel. What is the Dolphins' identity? What do they do well?
It's a good question. That's a very good question.
Yeah,
we haven't seen a running game, so it's not that. The passing game,
maybe.
I hope the two big guys are out. But yeah. And then defensively, you think you're going to be real good, but you still got to be able to cover people. Like, you can't – a front seven can't just completely cover up your cover guys. You at some point, you have to cover guys. There's no way you can protect your corners. They have to. And right now, I don't think it's a Storm Duck thing. But everybody's worried about number two and number three. And again, that goes back to what I said before. You just don't have a lot of depth on this team right now. We haven't seen it.
It's scary that is a tough question to answer now.
Oh, man.
And by the way, if I asked you, Joe, what are the Dolphins not so good at?
Yeah,
where are their weaknesses?
You'd have a lot of things.
And answer that question pretty easily.
And the other thing right now, Mike's got some guys that have had the injury bug, and he is being careful on a lot of guys. I don't know, Chop. Even though Chop looks like he's going to be okay, he's kind of an important guy. How much more football is he going to see before the Colts?
How much more is he going to do? Sees the Colts, okay, right?
All right, hey, we got to go to break here. We got a lot more stuff to get to. Atlantic Men's Clinic, ED and low T. Whew. Man, I got to tell you, I had it. Woo, man, I don't wish that on any guy, but I know sooner or later, every man out there, no matter you're in your 40s, it hits. 50s, it hits. 60s, damn near for sure. 70s, you can go on and on. Hey, all I know is I went to Atlantic Men's Clinic yesterday, and I see guys all different ages in there. It is crazy. And they're knocking out ED and low T is what they're doing. They're on the program. If your energy level is you feel like you're in a fog half the time, you're trying to figure out what's going on, you're always tired, you've been a little snappy and moody, and this is what low T can do to you. And ED usually follows your sex drive, is hit and miss, and then one day it's just completely gone. And that's a bad one. Atlantic Men's Clinic, I just want to tell you, I had such great results 13, 14 months ago. Schedule a consultation with Atlantic Men's Clinic today if this is bothering you and you know you're going through. It's going to happen to every man, by the way. Nobody gets like, well, I got lucky through my life. I never had it. Wrong. Hey, get the testing done. Go there. Set up that first appointment. Get the T, the PSA test done. That's what I did. You meet with their professionals. They put you on a program that's built for you, not me, built for you to get great results super fast. They police the program to make sure you get the best results. We have 7 locations in South Florida to serve you, including a brand new one in Hollywood you're going to love. They're all nice. They got great people that know what they're doing. Call them today, 877-455-7300, or visit AtlanticMensClinic.com today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
All right, welcome back. Good morning to everybody. Man, we got a lot of other stuff. We got high school football. I really enjoy it. We have so many great teams down here. As you know, we got a lot of great college football players. Jeremiah Smith out there, one of the best in the business. And so anyway, we've got we'll talk about him. Jeremiah Smith might be. You know, Woody, I saw this thing on Jeremiah Smith, and it was funny. Talking about the best player for his age, and they've never seen a guy like that and how good he is. And I said that coming out of high school. I've never seen a guy make that jump from senior year in high school. No one. No one down here has dominated as a freshman 1 year out of high school like Jeremiah Smith out of Ohio State. I've been saying that. And now they're saying that about his freshman year going into his sophomore year. So anyway, hey, he's a Chaminade Madonna guy is to my point. We're going to jump into Dave Broward in Palm Beach County. We'll get into all that stuff. And we'll be talking to Larry Bluestein, our high school football insider. And, of course, we got 104.3 WQAM.
I miss Blue.
On the FM dot. You do?
Yeah, you know it's a good time of year when he's back, right?
There's nothing bad with Blue.
No.
You don't hear parents going, man, that Larry Bluestein's a bad guy. Like, Larry Bluestein's about promoting guys and teams, and he's in it for the right reason, even though high school football's now becoming big, big business, too. Not where college football is,
crazy.
But it is.
It is so crazy to hear you say that.
But we've got some really good teams, and we're going to get into all that stuff. We got our 2025 Broward County National Football Showcase next week. That's August 21st, 22nd, and 23rd. 8 games, and including a couple of best teams in the country will be coming down here. I believe 3 teams will be coming down there nationally ranked, including number 1 team in the country from Southern California will be here. So you want to see what really good high school football and teams that on TV a lot in high school, they'll be coming to town. So we have that for you. And by the way, the Marlins last night, the Jacob Marcy show, been talking about this team, and they've been flirting around. They're 58-62 after scoring 13 runs last night against Cleveland. So Jacob Marcy, another one of those guys, it was a trade deal in the Luis Arraez San Diego Padres trade. Last night had 2 home runs and a double and had 7 RBIs and 4 hits in the game. And he's another young guy, and they're trying to figure out all these guys that can play and are going to be in the future and guys that can't. So they've got some good ones, and Perez pitching, Otto Lopez, Xavier Edwards, Kyle Stowers has been a little slow recently, but putting up big numbers. Augustine Ramirez has been fantastic. A catcher's got to get better defensively, but he hits for power. And they're hoping this Marcy guy adds to the party of young guys that we can build around to have a chance and get back in this thing and again have another game with Cleveland today. So I just wanted to get some of that stuff out here as we're getting ready to jump into 7 o'clock hour. And of course, the other news is the Cleveland Browns quarterback situation. You can't make this up. How do so many quarterbacks get hurt from the oblique injury, which now Shedeur Sanders has? So they're saying he might have started again this week because the injury bug, and they don't want to play Joe Flacco. So now they're saying he's hurt. I guess it's real painful. I never had it. Saying it's a painful injury. And so he's probably going to miss this week after playing really well. I've just never seen a team, and the Cleveland Browns are bad to start with. I've never seen a team add all these quarterbacks and they can't stay healthy. And they're trying to get through this thing, and it's just incredible. And by the way, the injury bug's hitting everywhere. Detroit's got a lot of guys out right now. I know Miami's been, everybody, a lot of it is cautious. If a guy's nicked up a lot and he's a really good player, you're not going to play him. He's going to be sitting and doing a little work on the side, but you're not getting him out there in a competitive situation where he can hurt himself. You're not. And so yesterday, the Dolphins being really, really careful right now with Jalen Phillips. Really careful. I think they're also being a little careful with Bradley Chubb. And now Chop Robinson. They're saying it's not serious, that he's okay. I don't know what that means. It means he's not playing this week. I know that. I'm guessing he's not going to play next week. Again, I'm playing doctor here off the injury. So they're just with some of these guys trying to get him healthy. Then you practice and you don't look good. You don't look the guys that are backing up. But we got to find out. You can't just play with 22 guys, 11 on offense, 11 on defense. You need rotation players. You need guys when weeks, you know, we're going to have guys play 14 and 15 games. We're going to have guys play less than that. Guys on IR and coming back off and guys out for the season. And yesterday, the backup quarterback plays got to get better. Wide receivers got exposed in one-on-one drills. They've got to get better because, I don't know. But what we all need, if we're still about winning, which they are this year, whether it's make-believe world or not, Tyreek has got to be a big part of this thing because, man, that guy not in there. They're playing bump and run, and I just feel like, you know, you're playing bump and run, and they look and they go, I'm not worried about this guy running by me. Yeah, not worried about this guy running by me. So, that was a little bit of a situation yesterday with the Dolphins, who had a bad overall practice. It was just a bad overall practice. And if you read all the articles from our guys and you read some of the Lions stuff, you see lopsided and embarrassed, outclassed, frustrating, ugly, dominated. So it wasn't very pretty. And then, of course, there's articles out talking about the most lopsided practice they've ever seen. I saw the Lions media said it was the most lopsided joint practice they'd ever seen since they started doing joint practices and put more of an emphasis on these practices, or as much as you do on the three preseason games you're now playing, which, by the way, we'll be going to two real soon. We're going to be at 18 games and two preseason games here in no time.
I saw one of the guys, the guy from A to Z Sports, said that either the Dolphins are horrific or the Lions are really good.
Yeah.
One or the other.
Yes. Well, you hope it's hope it's somewhere
and
down
these are
the middle.
The thing is, these are people that don't watch the Dolphins regularly, right? So, like, they're not really deep into it. So they don't know, like, the dysfunction, all the other stuff that's kind of gone on, right? They're just basing this on what they saw yesterday. Because they don't know, like, they don't know the inner workings of this whole thing, right?
No,
like,
but
our beat writers are really close to it. So, like, these guys are just watching it for the first time, and to hear that.
Yeah.
And it was unanimous, by the way. Every single one of their beat writers, like, you Googled Dolphins Lions on Twitter or whatever.
Yeah.
Like, it was unanimous. They all said the same thing.
You're right. It was the right across the board. And then
let's just hope today's better. Right?
You have the players coming out going, yeah, we had a really good practice. I saw their offensive linemen go, yeah, That's the best practice we've had by far. That was a really good practice. And listen, man, the guys know on both sides, and you're going back in meetings, and the coaches gets in those meetings, goes, hey, that was good. Now, that was one day. Let's not let him off the hook. By the way, the guy that talked all the trash the day before, he had a sack right off the bat, too. He even jumped in it. I know everybody thought, wow, what's he doing, and the comments, and hey, he might have been onto something about, hey, man, they don't know how to practice like we practice. So anyway, we've got 7 o'clock hour coming up here. We'll have a lot more stuff for you coming up as we continue on. Tell you one thing not hurting, boy, Stephen Ross, and the value of these NFL franchises just keeps going up. Going up 20% on average, the teams went up. The Dallas Cowboys are now valued at $12.5 billion. They've already been the most valuable professional franchise in the world, and they continue. But a lot of other teams have jumped up too, man. And we'll tell you more about the Miami Dolphins if you haven't heard that. We'll have that for you coming up. Right now, I want to tell you about your South Florida Chevy dealers. Love talking about SUVs. I love talking about their SUV family, the Silverado trucks. They speak for themselves. I call them the cleanup hitter. Strong, durable Silverado trucks. You got the choice of 4 strong options, each one delivering commanding power with everything you need. It's like they've made a truck absolutely perfect for your lifestyle. But I want to talk about the all-new Equinox, convenient driver tech you get, all the room, plenty of room for your family and friends, and the great look that you get, the total package. I'm telling you, they're great, whether it's a regular Equinox or the electric Equinox. You just can't go wrong. And I want to tell you about the big boys, because I do. I love talking about my Tahoe. Somebody asked me, I go, get another Tahoe in any minute if I could. I love my 2025 Tahoe. And I got to tell you, the new Suburbans, fantastic. What they've done is add more space to give you and your family even more room, whether it's sporting events coming up, a weekend, little quick vacation, or anything else. You got to stop by your South Florida Chevy dealer to see what's going on. We got 14 dealerships out South Florida. So we've got one close to you. We got great deals going on. So if you're ready to take that test drive and ready to fall in love with something new, stop by your South Florida Chevy dealers today.